There's one there. Avat Chesed, right there. We're doing Avat Chesed. We're up to the 9th chapter, the 11th paragraph. So we're focusing on the mitzvah to pay wages on time. Veda, and you should know, says the Chafetz Chaim, dekol ma shekatavnu b'zeh haperek, dover ba'al habayit v'van talin pulat sachir, that what we've written throughout the chapter, that the person who hired a worker transgresses the commandment of don't leave over wages overnight. That's only if the worker asks you for pay and you didn't pay him. You have it? Page Ayin Vav.
Which number? Which letter?
Yud Aleph. Second line in the paragraph, the end of the line. Aval im lo tvoa sachir. But if the worker did not ask you for payment, afilu yesh lo mo'ot, even if you have the money, no over alav, you don't transgress. So you hire a babysitter, and she's one of these meek girls, and she doesn't ask you to pay. So first of all, you should pay. But if she didn't ask, so technically you did not transgress. It's as though they gave you permission. And here we have an important halachic concept. We live in a world where people are sometimes meek. The halacha says we should be gentle, we should be able, but we should also stand our ground. What you owe me, you should pay me. Being gentle doesn't mean that I don't demand what I have coming. And there are different halachot where we find that the assumption is, if someone owes you money and you're quiet, then you're giving them leeway. Now, it's true that we have the concept that sometimes people are too gentle and they won't tell you what they're really feeling, and we're responsible to be sensitive to their feelings. Like the Rambam writes, there are certain sins which it's difficult to repent over. One of the examples is if you ask someone for some of his food, he's not going to tell you no, and it could be he doesn't have enough food for himself. The guy just bought himself a baguette. That's his supper. You ask him for some, he'll be generous. He'll give it to you. But that's what's called in halacha suda she'ina maspeket ba'aleha. It's a meal that he doesn't have enough of. So the halacha requires of us to be sensitive and not ask. Sometimes we say he will give in, even though he should. He can't afford to, but he will. So we do sometimes say it's our responsibility to be sensitive to their feelings, that they're not. That they're not speaking out. But on the other hand, Valach also expects that on issues where someone owes you money, a person will speak for it. Yeah, Yehuda.
Does this apply even if before you do the work, you arrange that they should pay you at a certain time, so the person can still withhold it if you're not going to ask again at that time? Or
I think so, because the given is that if someone paints your house today, you pay him tonight. That's the given. The halacha even demands that you pay him, and we're about to see that some are of the opinion that one would transgress even if they didn't demand the wages, even if they didn't ask for it.
Right, that's what I was asking.
Yeah, so it would seem that way. V'yesh omrim, some say, da'afilim lo tva'o, even if the guy did not ask for payment, yesh lizeh l'sarek lo ha'schirut bizmano. One has to be careful to pay on time. Rak she'no ver belav, that he doesn't transgress, but he's still responsible to pay on time. Let's say the babysitter or the painter asks for pay and you don't have cash on hand. And then, 2 o'clock in the morning, you suddenly, someone knocks on your door, slips an envelope under your door, the money that they owe you. Or you get a surprise gift. Suddenly you have the cash on hand. So then you have to pay him. You go over to their house and pay him. Or let him know, I have the money. Now, I don't think they'll appreciate being called at 2 o'clock in the morning, but it can happen differently. You have a babysitter. You come home. You can't leave the kids. You're at home. Your wife comes home an hour later, and she brings home, she has cash on hand. Now you have the money to pay the babysitter. So go over to the babysitter's house and pay, or call them and tell them you have the money. They'll come and collect. So we don't transgress this biblical prohibition of withholding wages. The same thing as we've seen earlier. If you rented someone's animals, someone's vessels, you rented a car, you rented your neighbor's lawnmower, and you finished using it, we have to be careful to pay on time. Even if your neighbor doesn't come knocking and say, hey, pay me for the lawnmower. Because the fact that he did not come and say, pay me, is no proof. That's not proof that he allows you to wait, to delay. Could be he doesn't know you finished using the lawnmower. You finish using the lawnmower Friday morning. So technically the halacha says you have to pay before Friday night. The halacha is within that 12-hour period, either the daylight hours or the nighttime hours, whenever you finished either having the employee work for you, so then you must pay him on within that the daylight period or within the nighttime period, whichever one he finished working in, or else if you used you rented a vessel, you have to pay him within that period. And if you finished using the lawnmower, you didn't bring it back yet, he doesn't know you finished, so he's not asking you for the money because he doesn't know you finished using it. But technically, you have to pay him right away. Being that he doesn't know, how could he demand the money? He doesn't know to demand it because he doesn't know you finished the work. So that's why he says, we do have to pay on time, even if the worker has not asked for it, we're still responsible to pay the wages on time. Yeah, David.
This includes, if he says, just fill it up with gas afterward, car or lawnmower?
I think so. That's a form of payment. I think so. But I don't even know if Matzei Shabbos. Technically, you should go out on Friday.
Could you make a condition with them? Say, I'm going to do it this time.
Now so what?
Let's say you're using a lawnmower all day. And just before Shkia, you stop. Now you got to rush over to the
house. He could give you time. And we also saw that you could give him, if you don't have money on hand, like he doesn't have the gas on hand, so you can't pay him. And we also saw that if you give him a nickel, so what happens then is that it's as though he's giving you a loan on the remainder. That's Rav Eliyahu's advice. Pay him something. A guy worked painting your house. You owe him 1,000 shekel. Pay him a shekel. Now the remaining 999 becomes a loan. It's not wages that are owed. A loan, so I could pay the loan within the time span that he gives me.
Are wages owed different than paying on time?
What do you mean?
So this is a loan.
On a loan, I don't have this mitzvah. The mitzvah is specifically on wages of a worker. Let's say I paid the worker 1,000 shekel and he gave me back 999. So then technically that's a loan of 999 shekel, which I'll pay back according to what our agreement is. On a loan, I don't have a mitzvah to pay now. I have a mitzvah. I have to pay back the loan whenever the loan is up.
Right, so even though you made up that you're going to pay later, it's still a minyan to pay the same night, the same day.
That's a different question. You're saying, let's say there are terms of payment. Meaning the guy's painting your house and...
Nokia, I pay my phone bill once a month.
That's not a hired worker. That's the agreement also. You're right. You're saying you're renting a phone from them. Or I don't know if you're renting or you bought. I don't know. You bought it, right? So that's different.
Okay.